This sounds funny to say about a medium that over the past 50 years has produced some of the greatest love stories, but Broadway has been sort of love lacking lately. It's had its pop tunes and spectacle and comedy and drama, but what about the true love stories? Ones without cynicism and tragic endings. The Light in the Piazza rekindles the glorious 1950s era of Broadway, The King and I, The Sound of Music, South Pacific. There's a modern link to those classic works by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. But first, listen to a clip from The Light in the Piazza called Say It Somehow.
Why don't you trace it on my hand? Or make a song? Like a melody, like there you go just now. Say it somehow, somehow you can show me. Say it somehow, any way you can. You know me, you are good. Oh, you are good, you are good to me. I know a sound.
Composer Adam Gettle is the grandson of Richard Rodgers, and up until The Light in the Piazza, he had been struggling to get out of that shadow. Things changed dramatically when this show blitzed Broadway and won 6 Tony Awards, including 2 for Gettle, Best Original Score and Best Orchestrations. He was picked for a lush sound that includes such pieces as this title track.
I don't see a miracle shining from the sky. I'm no good at statues and stories. I try. That's not what I think about. That's not what I see. I know what the sunlight can be. The light in the piazza, tiny, sweet, and then it grows, and then
as you can probably tell just by what you've heard so far, this is a very romantic story. A story set in a more innocent time, the early 1950s. It doesn't try to be cool or hip or whatever word might substitute for that today. It's about a mother and daughter traveling through Italy. Trouble starts when a gust of wind blows the girl's hat off and into the hands of a handsome Florentine man named Fabrizio. The two fall in love at first sight, yet the mother, for reasons that make the show's narrative special, becomes determined to keep them apart. If you are open to that type of story and sound, look for The Light in the Piazza at Portland's Keller Auditorium through April 15th. Check Columbian.com on Wednesday night for my review. I'm Brett Opegard, the Columbian's arts critic, and I'll tell you what I think about the show first on the web, then with a Q&A with Gettle coming in the print version a day or two later.